This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Skippy, JD here. Good to have you on board. We thank you, as always, for taking some of that time of yours to spend it with us here on the program where we like our flying a little turbulent, our women a little crazy, and our politics a little messy.
Oh, what a voice we are going to miss. I am going to miss Jerry Doyle, to realize that there's no more Jerry Doyle broadcasts, no new ones, and no more fun interviews that we get to do together. Super Don, you know, our hearts ache today. And I've been waving through emotions, and I know that you have as well, with the loss of our friend Jerry Doyle.
Yeah, it was quite a shock this morning. And it took the better part of the day to kind of wrap my head around it, because, you know, Jerry not only was somebody that I had the opportunity to work with, but in the time that we knew each other, there were instances where I got to know Jerry on a more personal level. And it's hard to believe that, you know, that he's gone. I mean, he was just such a good friend and yeah. Had such a big heart. Yeah. And you couldn't have asked for anybody better to be in your corner when, you know, when the chips were down.
And he really, he did. He went out of his way to support you, I think, and help you out in times. And you know, he had a genuine big heart, so funny, super intelligent, the ability to see through BS instantly. And, you know, the fact that he welcomed me on his show so many times to talk about things that, you know, his advertisers and maybe the network itself went, what did you just do? What did he say? And he never, you know, and in the back of my mind, I was just thinking, oh, this will be my last appearance on the Jerry Doyle Show. And it never happened until now, when I didn't hear from him for a couple of weeks, and I got a little concerned, and, you know, I didn't know. And then I got the call today, and, you know, yeah. His voice just, you know, I just loved listening to him. He continually amazed me when we were on together, where I would talk about a health issue and, you know, bring up a perspective or angle, and then immediately he would get it to the depths of it. And I'm thinking, Jerry, I just told you this. How did you do that? I kept wanting him to call him Dr. Doyle at a certain point.
He coined the term mm-hmm. of intellectual anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And he just personified that. I mean, he did. And you know, one of the things that I just really loved and respected about Jerry, which made him stand out from a lot of the other radio hosts that I happened to work with, was there were a lot of hosts that, you know, what you saw and you heard on the air was not the same as what happened was off the air. But Jerry was one of those guys where what you see is what you get. I mean, he was 100% genuine. And what he did on the air, the only difference between on the air and the off the air was maybe that on the air he had to conform to the FCC regulations. Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
but
yeah,
off the air, you know, it was the same guy. And he was there. And when he told you he was going to do something, he did something. There was integrity there. Mm-hmm. There was complete and total transparency and honesty. And he represented that middle America, which is something that you don't really hear a lot in the mainstream political commentator news talk. You know, you've got the one side, you know, you've got the left, the right. The paradigm is strong in talk radio. And Jerry was the guy that stood up for the common man. He's the one that told you how it was, straight talk, and he represented that, what I think is the majority of people out there that are tired of the paradigm, the left-right, you know, tennis match that's going on all the time. He spoke common sense, and really, I mean, talk radio is not going to be the same without him.
No, and Super Don, you're not blowing smoke at all. You know, some people will say, you know, after somebody dies, you only speak nice of them. But quite honestly, in all my years of working with Jerry, and I visited him in his home. He was so kind enough to host me there. We did some radio there. We chatted about things off the air. And he, you're right, he was that genuine. I never had anything but nice things to say. And again, it's not always the case. A lot of times it's just about saying nice things because they passed. But no, JD, my experience with him has been nothing but just tremendous. And can we bring in Liam Sheff, my good buddy, Liam, author of Official Stories. And Liam doesn't suffer for fools. You know, you talk about intellectual, you know, which means, you know, having an honest discussion, an open discussion about things, not being afraid to ask questions and go to places that are maybe different and perhaps uncomfortable for certain realms. And in talk radio, they really tried to control the message. If you were on the right wing politically, you couldn't go certain places. But Jerry Doyle did. Liam, you with us?
I'm here. Hi.
Oh, there you are, my friend. Yeah, Liam, like I said, and I know you appreciated JD, and I think you were even on his show before, too.
Well, I used to listen to him before I was a journalist. Just before I would listen to him, and I enjoyed him. When I became a journalist, I would listen. I suppose I became a journalist, I started listening to him, and I would call in once in a while. And every once in a while, he would just—I was just a caller. I don't know if he recognized me or not, but he would let me on. I'd been to China, so I talked a little bit about that. And then you started going on his show, and I thought, "How dare you? You're stealing Jerry Doyle." And then, you know, then Don was—you know—Don worked with him, and I—well, he's just such a regular guy. Like you just enjoy—I just enjoyed. I enjoyed him, and now I listened. I've listened to a lot of radio to understand the sort of politics of America. So I've listened to Savage, who's, you know, clever and crazy, and I've listened to enough NPR to make anybody puke. And they're all kind of full of crap in their own way. Savage is at least his own brand of crazy.
Yes.
And NPR is all, yeah, but NPR is all paid for by the, you know, the Monsanto and Dow Corporation. And then every once in a while they get something right, that, you know, broken clock kind of thing. But there you are. So then Jerry Doyle's there and he's like, God, you're like a guy I grew up with. You know, he's just like a guy I grew up with, and he's there on the radio going, yeah, isn't this a bunch of crap? You know, he's like, he just looks at the politics of it, and he quotes the famous line, you know, that I now associate with him, even though he didn't make it up. He said, beat Washington, Hollywood for ugly people. You know, and I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
Why bother?
And, you know, the other thing that made Jerry so great, that really made him stand out, he was a great storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
he could, and he had so much life experience. He had done so much in his life, from being on Wall Street, from flying, you know, F-16s, you know, to being involved with the space program. He was involved with the Easter SEALs program. You know, he had done so many things and been so many different places that he was able to take those life experiences and relate those and draw parallels to what's going on in life and the life lessons that he had learned. And he would put that out on the air in a way that only he could do. And it was really great to listen to.
Great observer. He was Garibaldi on Babylon 5. A lot of folks knew him. I'm looking at comments on there. They all said, oh, my gosh, they watched him for years. I never knew him then. And, you know, I met him only after the fact. And like I said, his integrity, his curiosity was just fascinating to me because he was just this big Brooklyn guy, you know. And if you see the picture of him and me together when we were in Vegas, I mean, I look like a little pea head. This guy is so big. But he didn't come across as a guy that was intimidating you. He was just, like you said, Liam, he was just the regular guy you knew growing up, right? And you talk about the stories that he would tell Super Don. Here's one from LPAC where he's talking about his mother and another talk radio host. Give a listen to this because this is kind of funny.
Because someone told me to come to that conclusion.
Oops, let me try that again. Here we go.
My vertically challenged liberal Irish Catholic East Coast mom, Eleanor, who thinks she's Jewish because we lived across the street from the Eichenholz family in Brooklyn, New York. We were in a car in Boston at a family reunion, and I turned on the radio, and the opening of the show played out, and the host came on, and he started telling some quippy, nonsensical thing, and she's in the back seat laughing, 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 and he went on, and she's laughing, 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 and she's like, "Who is that? Who is that?" I go, "It's Rush Limbaugh," and she goes, "Oh, turn it off. I hate him," because that's what she'd been told. By her liberal, Irish, Catholic, East Coast, Democrat friends, that Rush Limbaugh is an ass, which he is. But I've came to that conclusion myself. Not because someone told me to come to that conclusion.
I mean, isn't that great? What a story. His mother, who thought she was Jewish. I mean, all of these. All
his vertically challenged.
I mean, just that was classic Jerry.
Well, all of that's true. I mean, that's a very East Coast, and I'm from the East Coast, and that's a very East Coast thing to say. I thought he was an a-hole because I figured it out myself.
Yes, exactly. It wasn't because my liberal friends told me that you shouldn't like him, right? But he was always fiercely independent. He says, "I want you to figure this out yourself," and it's like, I respect that immensely. Listen. Yeah.
Yeah, walk the path and live. And I didn't know him as well as you. I always liked him, and I was always happy, Robert, that he was getting some help from you. I remember years ago he was having some sort of crippling back thing, and I wrote him this really nice letter that I just thought he's like he might just throw away, or like, you know, like, "Gay stalker, you throw it away." Like, I don't want any guys trying to help me, but he didn't. He wrote back and said thanks. You know, it was really thanks. I appreciate it, because I wrote in this letter about, like, hey, with your back, you want to lay off inflammatory things. There's this whole sort of, you know, realm letter.
He really appreciated his listeners when they wrote in. I don't think he left anyone unturned in terms of response.
In fact, that was one thing I can confirm, and that he has said that on the air before, that he read every email that people would send him, and he would respond.
Liam, I appreciate you so much dropping in on this and also chiming in on JD. Again, respecting him immensely as a friend. It's a great loss, but I do like to celebrate because he is worth celebrating. He really is. He's, to me, an American, I don't know, a treasure of some kind. One of the voices that we've lost today. So, all right, when we come back, I got a deep space radiation story I'll dedicate to Garibaldi. Why not? After the break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, robertscottbell.com for all the notes. And, of course, sign up for free email alerts. You can now listen to the show right there at robertscottbell.com, live through GCN, our syndicator. Available archive there, first and foremost. And then, of course, in a lot of other places around the web, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times. Of course, that's Jerry Doyle's Hopeful Legacy, Red State Radio. Also, UK Health Radio and SoundCloud. So, Super Don, this is a perfect article that you found here about, you know, it's one of those articles where I hear Jerry Doyle saying, Robert is right again, right? And it's not for my ego that I say that. I think it's funny. It became a running gag in a sense because, you know, I just paid attention. And it's not like I'm the only one that's figured this stuff out. But, you know, Jerry knew, and we had a great rapport on radio. We got to communicate some things. We got to laugh a little bit about it as well. And there were serious issues. And, you know, this one goes to, you know, my argument, as much as I am a little bit of a sci-fi geek as well. I like science fiction and stuff. I grew up on it and the fantasy of the space travel and all of that. But I came to realize, and this was particularly true when I met a real honest-to-goodness astronaut at one of the health food shows that happened years ago. And he had wrote, I think it was the guy that wrote Lipitor Thief of Memory, Graveline, mm-hmm. right? Remember
right,
him?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was just talking science geeky stuff with him in addition to the cholesterol stuff. And then we were talking about traveling in deep space or even between planets. He says, you know, it's not possible. I was like, wait a second, what do you mean it's not possible? You're a NASA astronaut. You've been in outer space. What do you mean it's not possible? He says, yeah, because once you get outside of the Earth's protective layer, right, the magnetosphere, whatever you want to call it, you're now open to this thing called cosmic radiation. And we don't have shielding. There's just not enough shielding. I mean, to send enough shielding up from Earth, you know, the weight and density, it's not enough.
And so here's an article, and so I've been talking about that, you know, in real time, recognize, of course, you know, you would be dying of cancer before you reached your destination, long before, because of ionizing radiation. And here's the headline on NBC News. Deep space radiation caused heart problems for Apollo astronauts. We're going back to the Apollo, and they just went, supposedly, some people dispute it, I don't get into that argument, but they say, oh, it didn't happen. Well, if they did, look at what happened. Apparently, they had some radiation damage to their heart. Now, when ionizing radiation particles, waves, whatever you want to say they are, hit the tissue, the cardiovascular tissue, the heart tissue, it's immediate destruction of cells. You want to talk about the ultimate in oxidative damage. We talk about slow, low-level oxidative damage over time when we consume food that is less than optimal, when we're under stress, lots of stress, or when we're exposed to heavy metals over time. All of these things create oxidative stress that damage our vascular system and our heart. In this case, the Apollo lunar astronauts had almost five times greater heart disease, deaths due to heart disease, than those that didn't do the flight. So it wasn't just being an astronaut. You had to go out into space, and particularly those that went to the moon. You find that fascinating, Superdon? I mean, that just validates what we've been saying. That's just to the moon.
Just to the moon. So Right. Obviously the idea of going beyond that is something, I guess, we're going to have to really figure some things out on how to make that possible, I guess.
Yep. They said it in this article. They said they're the first humans to have gone outside Earth's geomagnetic field into what's called deep space. They went outside the Earth's protective magnetosphere. Right. And they were being hammered with galactic cosmic rays. Solar particles detoured around the Earth, hitting them on the moon. They didn't have the same level of protection. They didn't have the shielding. So all of y'all that think, oh, yeah, we can travel to other planets, unless there is some kind of teleportation device a la Star Trek, and some have argued there is. I haven't seen it, so what am I going to say about it? You know, you ain't going. I'm just saying. In your dreams, maybe you leave your body and remote view it. Well, maybe we'll talk about that.
We'll get there someday. Probably not in our lifetime, but
right. Well, we used to say the world is round. We'll get there. But what do you say about space? Space is filled with cosmic radiation. You'll get cancer well before you arrive, or your heart will fail because of the damage, the oxidative stress, the radiation.
I believe in the ingenuity and the human spirit and the need to explore. And that actually, you know, that is something that Jerry Doyle was very much into. He was a distinguished supporter of the space program.
Right. Real explorer. Well, now he's doing the ultimate exploration. By the way, if you're on Earth and worried about radiation, and there's reason to be concerned, molecular hydrogen, one of those things, it can neutralize it as well. So get some Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. Learn how you can plug it in to your home unit right at your sink and be drinking what I'm drinking here. All right, folks, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jerry Doyle, keep it up.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hey,
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, the temporary nature of life is never more obvious than when you lose a loved one, a friend, or something like that. And, it, you know, obviously it's part of life. It's everyday life. Somebody's going to have a loss. And I just have to say, I mean, I'm feeling better. You know, I haven't gone through all my emotions with the loss of Jerry Doyle, but Super D, I'm just so happy we're able to
talk about it a little bit. I mean, it's like, if you can, if you feel up for it, you know, to find somebody that can talk and can listen. And, you know, maybe there are sad stories too. I'm sure there are as well, but I'm just enjoying, you know, the memories as well and acknowledging the legacy of Jerry Doyle today in the midst of the other stories that we're covering. And again, thanks to Liam for popping in to talk about his perspective as well, and Norm and Cheryl as well. And I know Jonathan Emord felt really warmly toward Jerry. He had given him an award too at the Sacred Fire of Liberty event that Jerry couldn't make it to. So anyway, right. Super D, we've had some great times together, all of us.
Yeah, we have. And it's you know, like you said, being able to talk and connect with other people that, you know, share the same emotions and feelings that you do, it's something I've been able to do all day. Mm-hmm. You know, by virtue of the fact that social media is really such a great tool to stay connected with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been able to chat with, you know, a few different people. You remember Jerry's longtime producer, Jesse Edwards.
Yes, Jesse.
Yeah, great guy. And, you know, I got to chat with him briefly. You know, and then you had Brad Silvers, you know, who we both have worked with. Mm-hmm. Patrice from TRN, we both knew, you know, from way back in the day. And Charles Wiegand and you know, other people. You know, Jerry had an impact on a lot of people in a positive way, and a lot of people appreciated him.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a family thing, I think, that a lot of people are going to mourning here, everybody who knew him and knew each other.
Yeah.
And it's good to talk about this stuff.
It is, and it's great to hear his voice going out. You know, the thing is, there's so many archives that they're never going to be lost, which is great. Here's another clip from LPAC, and he was talking about the issue of gambling with our nation's future.
Gambling, that's what we're doing with our nation's future. We're spinning the marble, and we're betting on red or black. We're betting on Republican or Democrat. It's like a tennis match. Ball goes over the net, it looks like something's happening. But all that's happening is it's the same two players on the same tired court, and sooner or later the people get tired of watching the match. And that's where the country's at. We want new players with new ideas, new energy, new styles, new formats, new solutions, a new, better, brighter vision for a country that unfortunately right now is not the country that it was. Not that it's not possible to get it back and not possible to get it back in a fairly short period of time, but we're not going to get it back if we continue to keep doing the same things over and over and over. And that's continuing to elect Republicans and Democrats who have given us the problems that they are supposedly going to solve. That's it.
Did he believe it? You damn Skippy, as he said.
Common sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he believed it. He and
you can't get much more plain than that.
No, and he endorsed Ron Paul. What does that tell you? You know, and despite the political winds blowing elsewhere because, oh, Ron Paul can't get elected, right? Remember, we play that clip from Trump. I mean, yes, he was right, but, again, didn't mean Jerry was going to just say, well, I'm going to support the guy who's most likely to get elected.
Right.
And I appreciate that. And then there was the classic that almost got us started, right? Remember when I started and he interviewed me? And I don't know, this probably wasn't the first one, but it was right around early times, wasn't it, the Eat More Fat thing?
Yeah. And this was, you know, we have brought this up a few times on the show just because, you know, we're always talking about, you know, Jerry and the fact that you've been on the show. And he's given you the opportunity to be able to bring some of these things that we talk about here into the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this interview right here was the beginning of, I would say, it's the aha moment that you and Jerry had. About the things that you were saying that were kind of going against the grain of what the mainstream was saying. And it was like the first of the Robert, you're right again moments.
let's revisit it. This will be fun.
I don't want to take a pill.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to slim down, to get healthier, to be more in control of my food present and my health future?
Well, dietitians' heads are going to explode the moment I tell you this, but the number one thing I would have everybody do that is obese is eat more fat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
The very thing that they frightened us irrationally to run from is the very thing we need to embrace.
That was a moment, wasn't it?
I love that because there was just that pause, and he was like, wow.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. Didn't see that one coming.
And it was a short, I mean, I don't know how long it was. It was maybe like a year later, right? That it comes out in the news where they're saying, oh, hey, we've just discovered that if you eat more fat, that you'll lose weight. And Jerry called you. Well, I believe, wasn't he? Didn't he call you?
Yep.
And he goes, Robert, you were right.
and like you said, it was so much fun to do that. And you know, I didn't know what would happen, honestly, when I, in that moment. I wanted to say three words, Jerry, eat more fat. I didn't, but I kind of played it in, eat more fat. And I just waited because, you know, anything could have happened. He could have hung up on me. Wow, was his response. And then he went, you know, it was the tell me more. It's like, oh, you piqued my interest. I got to know more. And he continued to dig and dig and dig. I mean, we covered subjects that I was just shocked that I was sure that each time I was on a show, it was going to be the last. And not so much because Jerry wouldn't want it, but, you know, there are network brass, there's higher-ups, there's all, you know, but he would never let that stop our discussions.
Well, you got on the show more than once and spoke about the blasphemous topic that you don't talk about on radios, which was vaccines.
That's right,
I mean,
yeah.
He let you on there and talk about it, and it created some controversy, but Jerry was one of those guys, he didn't care. He wanted all sides of an argument to get out there, even if it was something that people said you couldn't talk about. That almost spurred him on to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, let's do what Jerry does and take a call here, or actually we're going to answer a call from a listener or a comment from a listener, and, you know, we have a theme for that.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this goes to something we talked about once on Jerry's show. This is from Felicia. She says, I saw a YouTube video by Robert Scott Bell. He alluded about myelin repair for MS. I think maybe elucidated was the word she was looking for there, about myelin repair for MS. He said colloidal silver and a few other things. I really would like to get in touch with him about this, please. Felicia, you don't have to get in touch with me. I'll just tell you right now on the air. You know, I was talking about restoring myelin sheath integrity. There's a lot of factors involved there. I did and I do mention silver as a critical component because it is perhaps the most regenerative component in terms of stimulating regeneration of healthy new tissue, and in this case, even neural tissue. And the doctors that have been working with the bioactive silver hydrosol I've been talking about, flooding the body, and I mean orally and even off-label in intravenous ways, I mean, they're flooding the system. We're seeing reversals of MS. Now, when I work with someone in this way, you know, I'm not saying, oh, I'm curing MS. I think MS is just an umbrella garbage name for a lot of different things, including heavy metal mercury toxicity, selenium deficiency, fat deficiencies. You know, we can go on and on and on. So, you know, when I remember I had a friend, maybe even on the program, my same age and went to my high school, and she was diagnosed with MS many years ago. And I said, you've got to clean up your act. You've got to put good food in your body again. Stop it with the toxin. Get organic food in there. You need to get essential fatty acids in there. You get to get the omega-3s. You know, if you do the fish oil, the cod liver oil, if you do the flax oil, something that'll bring those omega-3s and inflammatory fats. And you need to not fear saturated fat either. If you get it from animal sources, be certain it's clean, not with heavy metals, because the bioaccumulation up the food chain gets pretty rough. But coconut oil, big time, coconut oil. Saturated fat, also very important. I increase the selenium. I utilize the GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day, because that, of course, facilitates delivery of sugar to cells safely or takes them out of the fat cells when you need that energy. Very important for all cellular integrity, including neural integrity. And then silicon, the trace mineral that is so often overlooked. It's only looked at as skin, hair, and nails. It's all connective tissue, and it's critical for brain and neurological function, repair, regeneration, silica. And we did the silica challenge. I'd say get on 3 tablets of the Alta Silica 4 times a day. All of this stuff was written about in Unlock the Power to Heal. So, Felicia, it's there for you. Get Unlock the Power to Heal. Read about these things, and you too can reverse this misnamed diagnosis. Well, multiple sclerosis, as they call it, but any of these neurodegenerative diseases. And we've got to increase the selenium because almost invariably there's going to be some level of heavy metal burden in the body attacking the nerve cells, primarily mercury, but it could be cadmium, lead, arsenic, aluminum. Aluminum's a big one as well. And we've got to pull that stuff out. And again, I talked to Jerry Doyle on his show about this, and he's like, never censored.
And you know, as I said, I don't say it's the cure. I said, look, this is what I've identified. This is what others, and this is what we talk about. Here are the ways we can undo that. And over time, we can see that that diagnosis disappears. And it was really mercury toxicity, for instance, okay? Or essential fat deficiencies. That is the common sense that Jerry Doyle embraced, I believe, when we got together. And while we were able to go past the censorship, even on a mainstream talk radio level, and speak to the mind and the heart simultaneously, and let them fall where they may. I didn't say don't see a doctor. You know, I didn't trash doctors except that they aren't trained in these things. And that was that. And again, JD, hats off to you, my friend in heaven now, for sticking up and standing up and standing beside me as we continue to take this out into the world. And occasionally you'd appear on this show as well. So it was a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Yeah. Ice bucket challenge story. Barely have any time for it. That's okay.
Yeah. You did the ice bucket challenge. I did. But you started something. You kind of did it with a twist.
Yeah, what did I do? I did it naked. No, I didn't do it naked.
No, that's not.
What did I do? I said something like, instead of putting money into the coffers of those who are determined never to find a cure, didn't I say just about this? I said use silver, use fat, detoxify from heavy metals.
That's right.
Sort of like an educational ice bucket challenge.
No,
I do remember that. It was a little different twist. You are right, my friend. And I'm glad we could do it. I'm so glad. All right, so when we come back, one more segment here is our dedicated show to Jerry Doyle. Life memory of Jerry Doyle may continue. Epic times, his legacy, hopefully that continues as well. We'll talk about a fast food chain that has been attacked that might be an expansion in a different way. And how lifestyle, more important. Well, I'll get to it. It could be a moment of duh. I don't know. I'll talk to Super Don and see. We'll consult. Maybe it's a moment of duh when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I wrote this a little earlier today on the social media side of things. Mourning the loss of my good radio buddy, Jerry Doyle. He was a bright light filled with intellectual curiosity and integrity, also fearless and funny. Thank you, Jerry. I'm missing you already. And, yeah, some nice comments coming through as well. I like George's comment. He left the campground a little better than he found it. That's nice. He did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I guess just one last thing that I want to say. It's been an emotional day. It really has. And, you know, if Jerry's up there listening right now, I just want to say thank you for giving me an opportunity to learn some things and for being there for me when I needed you and making radio. You know, if it hadn't been for you and Jerry, radio would have sucked because the radio business can blow, man. It really can. Yeah. But it was people like, you know, like Jerry that made radio fun and exciting and a learning experience, and it changed my life, and I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, we travel in life, we meet folks, and, you know, sometimes they come and go and they're gone, and JD will live on in our hearts and our experience forever. And, yeah. And so if any of y'all had some JD stories you want to share, keep sharing it on social media, or you can call in and leave a message any time of the day or night here, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Remember the Constitution. JD felt it was important, too, and we're going to do a Constitution class, and it's life-changing and for the better, August 13th, and the 14th will be the Second Amendment marksmanship training. It's not required. It's a limited number who can attend both days, but we're welcoming you. Please sign up now. Don't wait. We got to get Michael Badnarik here so we can do that. And I just threw another shout out. Special events page also listed in the show notes here at robertscottbell.com. Now, every once in a while, the scientific intelligentsia figures something out. What we perceive to be really basic, really, you know, just the brass tacks, a fourth grader should be able to get this, if not a fifth or a sixth grader. And sometimes it's debatable, sometimes it's disputable, but Super Don does say that it is indeed today's
moment of dough.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by what's in your dinner bowl. That's right, not your jeans. Your food. What do you do? Where do you live? Who do you live with? And what do you do together? A study now acknowledges that family lifestyles may be as important to health as genes. No, say it isn't so! What are we going to do with all the genes now? And we just discard them. You know, I still have jeans I can fit in from high school. What do I do with those? Well, they're a little tight, I admit. But
are they? Okay.
Yeah. Shared lifestyles and surroundings may play a strong role as genes. And I'll say, I'm going to say it, it's stronger than that. Stronger than that. You know, there's some interesting things they acknowledge here that factors shared by family members can have a significant influence, you don't say, on a person's risk for some diseases. These factors include the same living space and similar eating habits, right? Why is that family obese? Oh, it's in their genes. No,
right.
Look what's in their dinner bowls.
Or it's the opposite. Look, right. If that family isn't great, they're in great shape. Why is that? It's because they share the same eating habits, right?
Yep, they exercise, etc. Now, we're not here to say that there's never a metabolic outlier. Right? You've heard people that can eat garbage and smoke and okay, there are constitutional differences. We have strengths and we have weaknesses. I acknowledge that. That's what we call miasms in homeopathic lingo. But in the real world, for most of us, it's about what we do. And that will cause a manifestation of the genes that will promote health versus those that will, that, quote unquote, cause disease, that are really not causing disease. They're the result of a diseased lifestyle. And, with that last fast food story real quick, Chipotle supposedly opening a burger chain.
Yay!
So those who have said Chipotle is dead and gone, they're not giving up. Who knows if they're going to come after them if they offer non-GMO ketchup.
And pickles.
And pickles, of course, pickles.
And French fries.
And French fries, too. Non-GMO. All right, folks, eat organic. Do some exercise. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jerry Doyle, we know you're listening. You're still doing your thing. We love you and appreciate you. And I thank you all for allowing us to indulge in acknowledging the passing of this wonderful man. All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow from IANS. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improves the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.